You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird.
Hey, welcome back to the Keeping It Weird podcast. I am Veronica, and I'm sitting here with my co-host.
That would be me.
Carrie.
I'm Carrie today, not Carl. But you're Vernon.
But I'm Vernon, because now that sickness that she has had for those last few weeks has now passed down lovingly to me.
No, you can't blame me for that. That was weeks ago.
I don't know, man. Sharing is caring, apparently. Sharing is freaking caring. So now I am sick, but that's okay. I'm a Miller. I'm going to do what I need to do anyway. Everyone kept asking me at work today. They're like, why didn't you just stay home? And I was like, I'm a Miller. I'm going to come to work anyway.
Yeah, what you should have said is sharing is caring. Here, have my bug.
Hello, small children. Don't touch me. I think the best part was when mom broke, or well, she fractured her foot. And I say that in quotations, but she actually broke her foot and then she was walking on it.
Today?
No.
Oh.
Like a couple months ago, but she was walking on it for 2 months. Had no idea it was broken.
Oh my gosh.
Just living her best life, hobbling down the halls. But yeah, so dad was like, you should probably get that rechecked out. She got an x-ray. It was broken.
Oh my gosh. How does that even happen?
I'm a Miller. I'm going to go to work anyway.
That's different though. I mean, you think you're being all tough.
That's small.
And working through the sickness, but really you're just getting other people sick, and that's selfish.
Whatever, man. Sharing is caring. That's how I like to view it. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my least favorite experiences in my entire life. And I'm so excited to relive all of these horrific memories with you. Because you weren't there. You didn't get the privilege of meeting high school Veronica.
Mm-mm. I'm very sad I missed out on that.
Are you?
I don't know. Am I? Well, so recently my daughter had a spirit week at her school.
Okay.
And one of the days that they had to dress up for was Decade Day.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, did you ever do that growing up? Like any kind of a Decade Day?
Yeah, and but so it was like an actual decade.
The 20s or yeah. Like the 60s or something.
It was an actual decade.
So the decade that she was assigned.
Oh, God.
The 2000s.
That's just so painful.
I know. It made me feel so old. I'm like, wait. So the 2000s.
Have you seen that we're Halloween costumes now?
Well, I mean, I just didn't realize that the 2000s is now a decade where you can dress like that and people think, oh, you're dressed different.
Oh, you're dressed as a 2000s.
Oh, you're dressed like different. That just didn't even occur to me that it's been that much time.
When it was Halloween, we were going to look. Sophie decided to be an 80s girl is what she chose to do. But I was looking through the costumes and they have a 90s costume for us.
Well, that makes sense. Like 90s, yeah, I can see how that would be a little bit different. But the 2000s, I don't feel like it was all that different.
I mean, it was. If you look back at the fashion, like nobody's wearing those like yoga pants that those like super, I don't remember what they're called, but they're made from yoga fabric, but they're like super.
The velvet.
Flowy and.
The tracksuits. The velvet. No,
but I never wore those, but I was like big into the purses with all the beading. I actually probably have a picture somewhere in here.
Are we still discussing the 2000s here?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like crocheted with beads and stuff. It's a thing. Maybe it was an Alaska thing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe I just wasn't stylish whatsoever.
You were homeschooled?
Well, you have to remember I was homeschooled for a very long time.
That, and I was all the way up in Alaska, and I found that some of the things that were happening down in the lower 48s didn't quite make it up to Alaska yet. Like some of the fashions didn't make it up there at all. Or it came like 2 years later because we couldn't get that stuff shipped up quick enough.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't aware of fashion. I just wasn't aware of it.
To this day.
I mean, I don't think I got a Facebook until 2004. So it's like, where do you even see like on the internet what people are wearing. How do you even see? I guess TV. I guess you would see what people are wearing on TV. So, you know, maybe I watched Hilary Duff on.
Oh, God.
What was that show?
Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire. But come on. She had a different outfit every single day.
She actually wore like multiple layers on top of each other, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, layers.
Layers upon layers upon layers. I think that would describe the 2000s, was like that was the decade of layering.
Yes.
And we had no business layering the amount of layers that we chose to layer.
Like wearing your spaghetti strap
over
shirts.
A t-shirt. Who?
Why?
Who got dressed that morning and said, this is a good idea? You know what? Usually, I would put this underneath my t-shirt. But you know what?
Nope.
I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to switch it up today. I'd like to know the first person who did that and then said, this is a good idea.
They were probably really popular. They were like Regina George. Oh, and they like wore it and then it became a trend.
It like took off like wildfire.
But yeah, so I was dressing her up for her little decade day. And it just reminded me so much of my years, because the 2000s, that was my high school years and college.
What year did you graduate?
2004.
Oh my God.
I was out the door in 04.
Okay, so.
But I graduated early. I was the youngest person in my class. Okay, I graduated at 17.
So it's going to make you feel like awful.
Well, you probably still will, and it's fine.
I graduated 2008.
Oh my gosh.
4 years. Like, we wouldn't have even gone to high school together.
No.
Because I was in middle school.
You were so young.
I was in middle school when you were graduating.
No, I was just, I had a unique opportunity because I was homeschooled and my birthday was right around the cutoff, to the point where my mom was just like, hey, do you want to do this grade or do you want to, you know, try to do the next grade? You know, when you're in like, it was probably elementary school, so it doesn't really matter that much. And I just was like, well, I just want to do the higher grade.
Right. I want to get over this.
I want to do the higher grade. And so I did. And so I ended up being the youngest person in my class. So I graduated in 04. So now I want to know kind of what were you like in high school? What was your crowd?
Oh my.
Who'd you hang out with? Did you have good grades? Tell me all about it.
Okay. So it's really hard to pinpoint where I was because like today, I was all over the place. So I played the trumpet. So I was a band nerd. So
a band geek.
So I hung out with all the band nerds.
The band geeks.
But then I also was in choir. So then I was hanging out with the weird, you know, drama kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did cheerleading.
Oh, okay.
So
were you popular?
I think that the popular crowd like acknowledged that I existed and they didn't like make fun of me as much as other people did.
Okay.
But I would say my crowd was just kind of the average Joes. Like, there was nothing really super great about us, but we weren't like the bottom of the, like, we weren't like the bottom of the totem pole.
Okay.
Like,
that's good news.
I mean, it was just such an interesting time. So I dated one guy most of my high school career, and he was from the Butte, and he was like kind of a redneck. And all of his friends were, so all my friends were. So, like, our idea of, like, hanging out would be going to his house because that was the cool house. And we would ride four-wheelers or we would go down to this, like, local convenience store and buy, like, $30 worth of candy and soda and go back and play video games or watch Star Trek.
You are my kind of people.
Like, we weren't, like, anything crazy, but like, so here's the kicker. So in my junior year, I graduated junior year and I decided I had this thought, and I don't know if I've even told you this before, but I decided in my head, I literally had this conversation. I graduated and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be different my senior year. Like, I'm going to be different. So I got my license and I went to a tanning salon every day. That whole summer.
Oh, okay.
And I dyed my hair blonde.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went shopping at all of the popular stores, like Abercrombie & Fitch.
Hollister.
not Aerie. Definitely not Aerie. That was not cool. Aeropostale was not cool either.
Oh.
I got literally everything that the popular girls were wearing. I dyed my hair blonde. You know, I'm wearing at that point they came out with size zeros finally, so I was wearing like the super skinny jeans.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna reinvent myself because my junior year was really, really tough. I went through that breakup with my high school sweetheart. And it wasn't just a typical breakup. Like, it was really, really bad. We can maybe go into that another episode, but it was like really horrific. And so I decided to like reinvent myself and come back this completely different person over the summer break. So the first day of school, I'm like dressed to the tens. I've got my conch shell necklaces.
Oh my gosh.
I've got my popped collar, Abercrombie and Fitch collared tee with the laced tank top underneath, uh-huh, and my bell bottoms and my Doc Martens. So to go downstairs to the cafeteria, there are 12 steps, a landing, and then 11 steps. And I know this because the very first day of school, you go down to the cafeteria to hang out with your friends. And I fell down every single one of those steps in front of the entire senior class, all of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't just fall down the first 12. No, I fell down the first 12. I rolled on the landing. And then I continued to fall.
Oh my gosh.
With my book bag, which is not a backpack. No. It's like a
satchel.
It's like
a tote. Is it a satchel?
It's a tote.
Oh my gosh.
So my books are flying. I'm flying. So my whole 3 months of reinventing myself down the drain.
Dang, your tan couldn't save you.
It was so embarrassing. To this day, I think the bruise still like left a permanent mark on my
body. On your soul?
On my body. It's still imprinted. So then, like, and I still talk to like one girl from high school, and she's, you know, just as redneck as ever. And like, those were just my people. Like, on the weekends, we would, you know, do bonfires, or we would go to Jim Creek and we would light abandoned cars on fire. And
oh my gosh. It's what you did for fun.
Yeah, but that was like, so you
in
know
Alaska,
how like, you know how like
what you do for fun.
You know when people have house parties, you see on TV like teenagers doing house parties? Oh no. We snuck out and hung out outside in 14 degree weather with our car hearts and not appropriate drinks and caught cars on fire. And somehow I'm still alive.
I mean, you are still alive.
I don't.
So you lived through everything. You lived through it all.
Yeah. So there's. So yeah, I don't. I mean, high school wasn't all bad, obviously. But looking back, I wished that I could like tell, you know, 16, 17, 18 year old Veronica that is just such a small little blip.
Yes. It feels like the biggest thing in your whole. It's while your you're whole in it. World. Yeah.
While you're in it. It's like.
It's so important. What everybody thinks of you,
yeah,
and you just want to be like, you're gonna forget about this.
Well, could you so imagine quickly. If we peaked in high school, how embarrassing that would be? Like, I'm looking at people who peaked in high school on Facebook, and I'm grateful that I fell down all those stairs.
Well, I don't know if I ever peaked, so
I'm still waiting.
I'm waiting to peak.
Where's my peak?
I'm still waiting to peak.
Oh, I probably peaked in my 30s. I'm peaking right now.
I would say
I'm living my
what?
Best life in my
30s. I would have to agree with you. My 30s so far have surpassed every other decade of my life.
100%. Because you know what it is? We have money.
Yeah.
We have health insurance.
Yep.
We can rent cars.
Yes.
And we can take out credit cards and go on vacations without like supervision.
Mm-hmm. We have our own homes. We have our own families.
We can eat and do whatever we want.
I could go buy a cake if I wanted and eat it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that in my 20s, but.
But we couldn't afford it.
Right, exactly.
We couldn't afford it. We could barely afford rent.
You just couldn't afford it back in your 20s.
And like now, like we take girls trips where we're going to like, you know, the beach for like an extended weekend.
Right.
And we're just like living our best lives on the beach. And it's like, I don't know. I look at my teen years and I'm like, you're so stupid.
No.
It gets so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could say anything to your high school self.
It gets better. No, if I could say anything, I would say one thing.
What?
Don't go downstairs.
Just Was there an elevator?
No.
Slide the rail.
Probably been worse. Just stay at your locker. Just go to your
the
locker.
The whole school year. Just don't go down the stairs.
Just don't go down the stairs.
You don't need lunch.
You don't need to go to choir.
You don't need friends.
You don't need to go to choir. You don't get a band. Just stay upstairs. Oh, gosh. Just don't go down the first day, just don't go down those stairs.
That's the one thing you'd say.
Yeah.
If you could say one thing to your high school self, don't go down the stairs.
Don't do it. You will save yourself years and years of embarrassment. That's what keeps you up at 2 a.m.
You still think about it and cringe?
100%, because I can still see, like, everyone's like, it's like the whole school went quiet. Like, no one even laughed. They were just like, what are you doing?
Oh, man. That's terrible.
It was just awkward and silent.
I'm surprised they heard your little size zero booty.
It was hard to miss. I mean, our graduating class was like 50 people.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't a public school?
It was a public school.
Oh.
That's public school. It wasn't like a huge graduating class. By the time I graduated, half of my class either dropped out or moved away or went to Pathways, which is like where all the like really bad kids went to go get an education.
Oh, wow.
I think. I don't know. I never went.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't a bad kid. I like cars on fire, but I wasn't a bad kid.
No one found out about
Imagine
it.
Imagine what they do.
I never was the one that lit the car on fire.
I just watched.
I just enjoyed the scenes. I don't know.
I just warmed my hands.
It was 14 degrees at the time. We needed... Listen, if you're going to leave your car at Jim Creek, you know it's going to be lit on fire.
Listen, it's a little nippy out here. There's a Buick sitting over there. Could someone just light it up, please?
Someone's got a lighter. I know there's some gas in there. To this day, I really just don't know how I'm alive. You had a bonfires outside that I used to sneak out to. Oh my gosh. And I went to one house party and we snuck out of my friend's house and I took my sister, who had no business sneaking out because she was like 2 years, 3 years younger than me. Ugh. And I said, this is going to be so much fun. And I snuck out of my friend's house and she was like, we have to be really quiet. Like if I get caught, we're all dead. Whereas in my house, I'd be like, well, I'm probably not dead, but I'm probably going to like get in trouble. But like, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember getting back into her house, but somehow we successfully got picked up a block from her house, went to this house party, came back like 5 hours later and none was the wiser. I to this day just have no idea how parents don't know when your kids sneak out. Like I know when like my girls switch beds. Like I just know. My heart's like, oh, I'm gonna go check on Maggie and she's in the top bunk.
Intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And my parents don't know because I never snuck out.
Oh.
I had nowhere to go. I think my experience was a lot more vanilla than yours.
I think
big surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Big surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Okay, so laid out. What were your cliques? Does homeschool have cliques or just kind of all friends?
My sisters and brother was my clique. We were
the
tight.
The four best friends.
We were thick as thieves. Four peas in a pod. No.
Because we had no other option.
So I was homeschooled up until the 10th grade. I think I just... My parents got tired of me begging them for a social life, so
I need friends, Mom.
Yeah, I need friends. So they finally sent us to the school, us meaning me and my older sister, sent us to the school that was associated with our current church that we attend, which is no longer a school.
So you went there?
I went there for a whole year.
Okay.
And I was in a class. I wasn't there for 10th grade, so I was there during 9/11.
Oh, gosh.
And I think I was in a class of like 9 or 10 people. And what I found there is, even though I knew everybody, because a lot of the people went to the church.
Saw them on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a good transition between homeschool and like real school because I knew most of the people. So it wasn't as much of like a shock.
Right.
But what I also found was that a lot of people, they weren't very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the smaller the school can tend to be not as nice. So it was kind of rough. That was like my only experience with like being bullied was when I went
really?
There. Yeah.
You were bullied?
Yeah, just a little bit. Not, I didn't have anybody that like just truly relentlessly made my life miserable or anything.
Just little things here and there.
Just little things like making fun of like my toes when I would wear sandals, making fun of like how huge my nose is, you know, which wouldn't bother me now, but like when you're in high school, like everything matters.
Your toes, out of all the things to make fun of you, someone's like,
my toes. So like, your toes are really long. And, you know, oddly enough, it was a girl who had sideburns. And I didn't say anything.
Your sideburns are really long,
Elvis. I didn't say anything about it. I was too nice. But yeah, like there was even a kid, just for fun, just took my chair out while I was sitting. And, you know, so I fell and I was wearing a skirt and that just wasn't cool. So yeah,
it wasn't. I sent a kid out of my class 2 weeks ago for doing that.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I was like, why would you even do that? I thought it would be fun. It's not.
Yeah, it's really, it wasn't funny. But I... In retaliation, I threw a textbook at him, and I think it actually hurt him a lot.
He probably thinks of that at 3 a.m.
I think it hurt him. But anyway, so I did switch to a different Christian private school for my last 2 years, 11th and 12th grade. And so that's what I really think about when I think about high school, because that was a much better experience for me. And that was a big, actually, transition, because I only knew, like, 3 people. Ooh. And it was a much bigger school. I was in a class of 50. I graduated in a class of 51. And so my crowd was not the popular crowd. I'm sure you're so surprised.
This is shocking.
But I don't remember actually caring. I don't remember like looking at the popular crowd and being like, I wish I was them. I don't remember doing that.
Me either.
yeah, so... Stupid. I just gravitated towards, so I was in chorus as well.
Right.
And then I was in drama as well. And so that was kind of my crowd, was the kind of weird kids.
Yeah. And I would say your crowd is still kind of the weird kids.
Yeah, I would say that too.
They just became adults.
I loved my crowd. I loved my little group of friends that I had. But, you know, I guess they would be categorized to people as weird. Like, I remember specifically the year that I graduated was the year that the third Lord of the Rings came out, The Return of the King. And so some of my friends went to go see it in the theater one day.
Did you guys dress up?
Well, I was going to say, one of the guys that I hung out with pretty consistently, he wore his cape.
I love that so much.
And I want to say he brought his sword too, but they probably wouldn't have allowed that in the theater, would they?
Probably back in the day, yeah.
I mean, I think he brought a sword, but it was like a legit real sword, and it was a real cape. Like, it would have kept him warm in Alaska.
No, it wouldn't have. The car on fire would have kept him warm.
You didn't see this cape.
You didn't see this burning car.
So I'm walking in with, you know, my little group of friends, and one of them's wearing a cape. And I loved it. I loved that about him. And I just enjoyed that so much. But so that was my group of friends, the drama geeks and the chorus peeps. And
I bet you that we would have probably hung out with similar crowds.
Maybe, but I didn't sneak out to any house parties or light anything on fire.
I would like to clarify, I didn't light anything on fire either. I was just there enjoying the view. It was cold. Someone provided warmth, and I said, thank you. I was not going to be ungrateful for this sacrifice. Listen, I know that it sounds crazy, but in Alaska, this is just normal. This is just like... as normal as like a moose, like in your backyard. Like, this is as normal as, like, you know, it never getting light for a few months. Like, it's just what we did.
You had a moose in your backyard?
I had a moose stick its head in our house, in our kitchen house, like our window above the sink.
A big window.
Well, it was just its head. It was like just a standard window, and it was eating, we were feeding it carrots, and it was just,
that's
it
normal.
Was fine. That it was just fine. That's normal.
Oh, I've never even seen a moose in real life.
I don't view high school as the worst time ever. But I definitely don't think that I would be like, yeah, I'd go back to high school. I had the time of my life.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to go back to high
school. There are some people who do, though.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my time there. I really did. I had a very good experience.
I will say that I loved my jazz choir. I was probably the most comfortable with my jazz choir. We were 16 of probably the better singers. I don't want to say the best, because there were probably singers that just didn't try out. But there were 16 of us. And I mean, we could breathe together. Like, we were so close as a unit, because we would spend so much time together singing and performing. And we would travel to Florida and do cruise ship performances and stuff like that.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it was probably either my sophomore or junior year was when we were like the closest. And then our seniors graduated, and they were just some of the most talented human beings I ever met.
Right.
So my senior year was good. There was incredible singers, but it was different. Like, I hadn't been singing with those people for 3 years prior and doing, you know, performances and all this stuff across, like, it just, the closeness that you have with someone that you spend hours and hours and hours with training and crafting, like, a perfect song or like a craft that you're trying to just make perfect for state or for, you know, these performances across the states. I think that is the one thing that I miss the most, is those performances.
Yeah, that was so fun.
And being able to have those experiences. So I don't think, again, it wasn't the worst time, but I probably wouldn't go back.
Well, again, we're peaking now.
Praise Jesus.
So who needs to go back?
Not me. I will say, Zach and I have had conversations, and I said, like, you would not have looked twice at me if we met in high school. He's like, sure, I would. Like, you were pretty back then. And I was like, yeah, but I was weird. He's like, you're weird now. I was like, yeah, but this is like a tolerable weird. That was like a really weird weird. I was like, I don't think you would have looked at, no, there's no way. And he was like the jock, and like, you knew Zach in high school.
Yes, I did.
He was like the bachelor that everyone wanted to date. And, like,
and he knew it.
And he knew it. He did know it. The Miller boys, they're all so attractive. But, like, I was like, there's no way. You would have probably, like, glanced at me and been like, oh, there's that weirdo reading the Harry Potter book with her trumpet in a cheerleading uniform.
Yes, everything happens in the right timing for a reason.
And you would have been, like, right next to me.
Yeah, I would have. 100%. There's
two really weirdos. Pass.
Okay, so then we've established that we would have been friends.
We've been friends, so that's comforting.
Mm-hmm. You would have been a horrible example for me, and would have helped me sneak out of my house.
100%. I actually don't think, your parents love me.
Now.
Now. But if we were friends in high school, they would not have loved me. They would have hated you. They would not have loved me. So I'm grateful that we didn't meet, because I am the fourth daughter they never had. I literally, like, I see your mom and I just, like, melt into her arms like she has given birth to me. If she knew me in high school, she would not feel that way. But no, so part of me is grateful that we did not meet in high school, because I don't think that your parents would have enjoyed me at all.
Honestly, I think we would have hung out at school, but I was such a goody-goody. Not like a goody-goody, but I was a good girl. And so I really didn't do much. Like, if you had invited me to sneak out of my house, I probably wouldn't have.
Really?
Yeah. I like, my sister gave me my first Smirnoff when I was like 15 or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't even drink it. I, why, like, did we
all,
on it.
Why did we all drink Smirnoff? Why was that our choice?
I don't know. I guess because it tasted like soda. It was like the closest thing to soda, but it was like, you know.
Not
soda. But she's like, here, you know, I was spending the night at her apartment, and she's like, here, you can try it, it's fine. And I just sipped on it and just, like, didn't even finish it, because even just, like, knowing that it was bad and I wasn't supposed to drink it, God, like, I just didn't drink it.
Oh my gosh, I would have chugged it and asked for, like, 10 more. I was such a bad kid. But, like, on the flip side, I wasn't. Like, I made decent grades. I didn't make great grades.
I was a straight C student.
Almost didn't graduate. My sister.
C's get degrees.
My sister finished my math homework so that I could graduate on time.
Oh, that was nice of her.
She's so nice. Yeah. To this, and she is wicked smart. She is so smart. And she finished my math homework, so I almost didn't graduate on time. Thanks, Allie. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. So you got C's?
Straight C's. Dang. I mean, you know.
I thought you had been a straight A student being so good. Maybe that's why you were so good. You were overcompensating.
I didn't. I don't know. I don't know what it was about school. Like, I tried, but I didn't, like, overly try.
Okay.
Like, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
You know, so I got, like, I got A's in, like, Bible and drama and chorus and crafts class.
I got A's in crafts.
And my free period. Oh, my gosh. A. But, you know, like, biology, you know,
C. Didn't even take it.
English, C.
I got A's. That was the only grade that you have to actually try in. No offense. You don't really try in choir. You just have to show up and sing your part.
No, I specifically remember one biology class. It was, like, an exam. I don't know if it was, like, a final exam. It may have been a final exam for biology. And we were allowed one note card.
What?
One note card where we could write anything we wanted. Can I tell you how small I wrote? Like, my teacher couldn't believe it. Front and back, I had words everywhere because I just didn't study.
You said anything.
So I wrote that entire textbook on that note card. Oh. Like, it's so tiny. And I brought it.
To this day, I don't know how I graduated because, like, I do look back and I'm like, how did I finish science? Actually, I didn't. All of my grades were extra credit because I got such bad grades on the actual assignments. But my teacher did say I could do extra credit. So I did, like, dumb experiences. Like, what chip would burn the best? Did you know that Fritos, the chili Fritos, is a fantastic fire starter?
Yeah. Did you throw it in the Buick before you...
No, but I did a whole experiment about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the adult that was supposed to be supervising this, like, you can see them sleeping in the background while I'm catching these Fritos. Because I took pictures and documented it. And I burnt them on top of pancakes. So that's how I passed science.
Sounds like a fun school.
Fritos on fire. Oh, my gosh.
So if you're listening to this, if you're still here, what were you like in high school?
Would we be friends?
Would we be friends?
Probably not.
What would you tell your high school self?
Don't go down the stairs.
Were you popular? No.
What was your group? What did it look like?
Who was your group?
Would you go back?
We want to know.
Would you go back?
We want to know. So
I think that's what I really want to know is who would go back? Because the people who say, I'd go back in a heartbeat. You peaked in high school.
Oh.
I said what I said.
Well, head over to Instagram and comment.
Give us a like.
On our post.
Give us a subscribe.
Because we want to know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so interesting to hear other people's stories.
Yeah.
What high school was like for them. Was it horrible?
Like Veronica's.
Did you have a very embarrassing moment?
That haunts you at 3 a.m. to this day? 20 years later, almost?
Well, let us know. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time.